With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The White House Budget Office says more firings, mass firings of federal workers have begun.
It's part of an effort to exert more pressure on Democrat lawmakers to vote in favor of a bill that would end the government shutdown. The director of the Office of Management and Budget said on X, the layoffs are also aimed at reducing the size of federal government. A spokesperson for the Budget Office on Friday described the reductions as substantial, but at the time offered no more immediate details. Bob Agner reporting.
The blame game continues on Capitol Hill as Democrats point that it's taking place under the Republican control of the White House, Senate, and House. But House Speaker Mike Johnson says Senate Republicans have already done their jobs in trying to end the shutdown.
8 times now, they have voted to get the government open and get troops paid and federal civilian workers paid. Democrats have dug their heels in and said no, 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 over and over. They're the ones blocking the checks, not Republicans. All these questions should be directed to them and not to us. That is how this works.
A massive explosion destroyed a munitions plant in Tennessee yesterday, and authorities say 18 people are missing and feared dead at this hour. The blast, which was felt for miles, took place about 60 miles southwest of Nashville. President Trump escalating his tariff war with China, saying he's placing an additional 100% tax on Chinese imports starting on November 1st or even sooner. Tens of thousands of Palestinians headed back to the heavily destroyed northern Gaza Strip as a brokered ceasefire went into effect yesterday. The deal has raised hopes for ending the Israel-Hamas war, with all the remaining hostages taken 2 years ago set to be released within days. At the closing bell on Wall Street, the S&P sank more than 2.5%, the NASDAQ down more than 800 points, a 3.5% loss, and the Dow Jones Industrial was down by nearly 2% yesterday. This is SRN News. A legal battle at a school in New York State. More from correspondent Michael Harrington.
Alliance Defending Freedom, a Christian legal group, is representing a student organization on the campus of University at Buffalo. The school has denied Young Americans for Freedom official recognition and access to funding. This is because YAF will not sign a document agreeing never to sue the school in the future. ADF says, quote, "We are urging the Second Circuit Court of Appeals to recognize the independence student groups have from becoming an extension of the university or student government." Michael Harrington reporting.
A former Wyoming library director who was fired amid an uproar over inappropriate books in the children's section will be paid $700,000 after settling a lawsuit. Terry Leslie was fired as the library system director in Campbell County 2 years ago, 2 years into the book dispute at the library in Gillette. Similar disputes are breaking out across the country as parents learn what kinds of books are being made available to their kids. This is SRN News. President Trump will travel to the Middle East to attend an official signing of the Gaza ceasefire. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president will first visit Israel before traveling on to Egypt during his upcoming Mideast trip to mark the Gaza ceasefire and hostage deal. He expressed confidence that a ceasefire, which went into effect on Friday, will hold. The president also confirmed that he will deliver an address to the Knesset, the Israeli parliament, and that he expects to meet with leaders from all over the world in Egypt. Greg Clugston, Washington.
National Guard troops patrolling in Memphis for the first time as part of the president's federal task force. The deployment comes a day after a federal judge in Illinois blocked troop deployment in the Chicago area for at least 2 weeks. It's unclear how many Guard members were on the ground in Memphis or were expected to arrive later. President Trump pushing to deploy the Guard to several cities. You'll find more details at srnnews.com.